podcast for Andrew, Shanna, and Tim's group. We will be interviewing Veronica on her experiences immigrating into the United States as an illegal immigrant. Where are you from in Mexico?
Soy de Mexico.
I'm from Mexico, the state of Guadalajara. It's very difficult from here. It's a slower pace. The people don't work as hard as they do over here. You don't live as comfortable as you do here, but enjoy the stuff that you do have, like your family, your kids, your house. You have more time to do things over there than you do here.
What really made you decide to leave Mexico?
In the beginning, I decided to come because a friend of mine also wanted to come. But our dreams were later to save money and return to Mexico and buy a home and have our own businesses.
Did you have a job in Mexico?
Yes, I had a job over there. I worked at a creamery. It's sort of like a supermarket which specialized in small businesses in the colonies and the housewives who would buy their supplies for the week.
What did you think about the U.S. when you were still in Mexico?
You think very differently. The people here speak very differently. Everything and everyone here is caught up with material things. You can buy a lot of things. It matters about how you look. It's important to know things or places that aren't over there. But these people don't explain to you all the problems and difficulties you are faced with. No one tells you that you need a license to drive a car, or a social security card to work, or a language for other people to understand you. So since everyone is telling you it's easy, it's in reality very hard.
You said that the pace of life is slower. What were the conditions like, and how is that different from America?
Where I live, there are paved roads. The houses are just like here. There aren't much front yards, and you have a fence, and the houses start right away.
Son iguales aquí, va una tras otra, pero no tienen como allá no tienen tanta yarda adelante. Luego empieza, es un cancel, y luego empieza la propiedad, es una cochera, y de ahí empiezan los cuartos y todo.
Can you share your journey of coming to America?
I had to go from my house to the airport, and I took a flight from there to Tijuana. I made it to Tijuana, and the person that was supposed to bring me couldn't, so I had to go to San Luis. I had to take a bus from Tijuana to there, and I took about 4 to 5 hours to get there. We had a lot of stops. I made it to San Luis. There was a small convenience store, sort of like a 7-Eleven, and that's where you had to call the person who was going to take you. In 10 minutes, a gentleman arrived to pick me up, and I got in a truck that took me to a home that takes care of you for a few hours. At around 12 midnight, they took me to another home where the people who were going to take me lived. From there, I waited until 4 o'clock in the morning. We tried the first time, but we couldn't, so we had to go back and wait. Then at 10 o'clock in the morning, a gentleman arrived and said that we had to be showered, dressed, and ready to go because we were going to try again when the sun set. At around 7 o'clock, we tried again and made it. But I got stuck in a barbed wire fence. I still have the scar to remind me of that day.
Was it hard to leave your family and come to America alone?
Sí, es duro. Sí, es duro cuando...
Yes, it was very difficult. But as time passes, it gets a little easier. After a while, you kind of get used to it. You meet new people, you start building a life, you start your own new life. But in the beginning, it is hard, especially since I don't have anyone here. But then you start living your own life.
What did you do when you first got here? Were you able to find work?
I arrived on March 17th and didn't start work until May 20th at a temp job. I was only there for about 3 months, but it took me about 2 months to find a job.
What kind of work was it?
It was in the cherry field, but I didn't pick it from the field. I worked in the warehouse where we separated the good ones from the bad ones.
What are some of the things that you like about America and some of the things that you don't?
I like it here because economically you can have a better life. You have a lot of things. In Mexico, though, if you see someone with torn clothes or scruffed up shoes, you think that maybe they're poor. And if you see a woman working, then you start to think that maybe it's because her husband can't support her. But over here, if someone works or drives a car and manages their money, then that's seen as normal.
Would you ever go back to Mexico?
Yes and no, I would return. Yes, because I would love to see my family, but no, because I have started a new life here. I have plans. I've noticed I see a lot of things here that are very similar to that of Mexico.
Overall, are you glad that you came to the U.S.?
Now I am because, like everyone else, you get used to it. It's a different change, a drastic one. But overall, I am glad I'm here.
We would like to thank Veronica for allowing us to interview her.